Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we'll keep you up to date. Right now, the favorites look okay in these last couple of games. We'll keep you up to date on that. A-Rod coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But right now, with 6 days to opening day, we are joined by the Yankees' Aaron Judge. Aaron, Mike Francesa on WFAN. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How you doing today?
Good, thank you. Appreciate a couple of minutes. We're 6 days away. How you feel about everything?
Oh, excited. You know, feeling good. You know, team's ready to go, and I know we got a couple guys beat up and on the DL, but, you know, we're ready to get going and get up to New York and get some games going.
You were leading the spring training in home runs, which is, I'm sure, nice to see. You've been swinging the bat very well, so I'm sure you feel very good about everything right now, right?
Yeah, it's a process. You know, you like to see results, you know, especially in spring, you know, kind of give you a little confidence boost going into the season. But, you know, right now, you know, just working on, you know, adjustments with approach or adjustments with timing, just different things that you get to finally work on in spring training and, you know, face some live arms. So it's been a good spring so far.
What'd you take from last season, especially the time you missed and when you came back and played as well as you did?
Oh, you know, you see things a little different when you're you know, sitting on the sidelines, you know, not being able to be on the field to impact the team, you know, that was tough. You know, it was a tough time. But, you know, I found different ways to impact the team and, you know, either motivate guys or do certain things just to stay involved. You know, either if it was me just, you know, really watching a lot of stands at bats and just trying to put myself in those situations on how guys would attack me just to keep my mind fresh, or if it was, you know, picking up a guy that was, you know, having a bad game or something was going on, just – you know, just trying to stay involved is probably the biggest thing for me.
You know, last year, I you could even see this. I don't know if you want to call it the smoothing out of your game, but you look so much more comfortable in the outfield, and you played exceptional defense. You looked a lot more comfortable at the plate as far as, you know, coverage and pitch selection and everything. You could just see everything, you know, just you basically getting better at your craft. You feel that way last year?
Yeah, definitely. That's a goal every year, is to improve on certain things. And, you know, the biggest thing that I always try to preach about improving on is just being consistent. You know, that's the thing I feel like if you look at all the greats over the years or the great ones in the game now, they're just consistent. And it never matters, you know, what the situation is on defense or even at the plate. You know, they're going to get the job done. You know, so that was my main goal, you know, these past couple of years, is just trying to work on being more consistent. You know, I just want to be a guy that would come up in any situation, if it was, you know, first inning of the game or if it was bottom nine and we needed somebody to, you know, move the runner over, get the guy in, do something. I wanted to, you know, be in that position and be that guy to get the job done.
And also defensively, I mean, you've become an outstanding outfielder too. You really played very well there. You're really very comfortable in right field now. Become a very good outfielder.
I'm trying. You know, I just always wanted to be just a well-rounded ball player. You know, I never wanted to be, you know, stuck in one phase of, you know, just this guy only hits homers or this guy only does that. You know, I wanted to be just impact the game, you know, on both sides. You know, I wanted to help my teammates out because I know my pitchers, you know, he's on the mound, you know, busting his butt. I want to be out in the outfield, you know, either making plays, throwing guys out for him, whatever I got to do, because I know he's giving 110%.
We're talking with Aaron Judge, obviously now the face of the Yankees and one of the biggest stars now in the game as he gets ready for this new season. 100 wins last year. We know the goals of World Series. Your thoughts on this team, this addition? I know you got a couple of guys banged up like Hicks and a couple of pitchers, but how do you feel about this team and your chances this year?
I'm excited. And like you said, the goal, you know, it's always, you know, always to bring a championship back. But first, we got to focus on winning that division. You know, the past couple of years, we came up short doing that. And I feel like if we go out there and win a division, that'll just kind of help prepare us and set us up going into the postseason. You know, be able to set up our starters, set up our rotation a little bit better, you know, get guys fresh and ready to go for that push in October. But, you know, just looking about the team we have now, you know, those acquisitions of, you know, if you just look into our, you know, pitching side of it, adding, you know, Ottavino, getting Britton back, those are two forces down there in the pen that, you know, I don't think any team wants to see. And, you know, getting the acquisition of getting Happ back for a couple more years, man, he was so steady for us when he came over. And, you know, even, you know, adding DJ LeMahieu, you know, Troy Tulowitzki, a couple guys, they're veteran guys that, you know, want to come here and they want to win. You know, that's why they chose to put on the pinstripes. They want to come here and, you know, bring a championship to New York. And, you know, it doesn't matter if, you know, I was talking to both of them and they said, it doesn't matter if I'm, you know, coming off the bench, if I'm playing short, if I'm playing second, if I got a backup guys, they're like, we just want to win. So when you got, guys in your clubhouse like that, or they're willing to, you know, sacrifice, you know, for the better of the team, that's a winning formula right there.
How about your role? You know, clearly you impact this team enormously. You could see the difference when you're not there and when you are there. Now, a couple of years in, everyone talks about you being such a force and a leader in the clubhouse and everything. Is that something you aspire to? Is that something that just comes naturally, or is that overblown?
You know, the biggest thing is I just try to do my part, and I try to hold people accountable for doing their part, you know, because, you know, this team's a machine. It's a well-oiled machine, and when, you know, everyone's, you know, doing their little part of the machine and, you know, everything's working fine, we're a force to be reckoned with. So, you know, for me, it's always just been about, you know, just making sure I do my job. That's, you know, if I got to be, you know, a guy hitting in the middle of the lineup, you know, driving guys in or moving guys over, now I'm gonna do my job. If I got to be a guy that's, you know, setting the table, or if I got to make, you know, guy coming off the bench, you know, earlier in my career, it didn't matter to me. I just wanted to make sure I did my job and also hold everybody else accountable for, you know, doing their job.
Healthy, I know, is everybody's goal. Do you make numeric goals? Do you guys have little numbers in your head? Do you write down numbers that you want to achieve in a season? Is there anything specific like that, or you don't get involved in that?
Oh, yeah, every year. I always write down, you know, different goals, you know, that, you know, you got to have goals. You got to have something you're shooting for, and, you know, but for me, you know, I'm just trying to get 10 stolen bases. I've been stuck on 9 the past couple of years, and I'm just I got to steal a couple more bases.
All right, 10 stolen bases is one. You've already hit 50 home runs, so you got that one covered. What else? You have another one for us that you want?
you know, for the most part, I kind of keep them to myself. But you know, I think stealing bases is one of the. That's kind of near the top of the list.
And how about a triple? I don't think you had a triple last year, did you? You know, it's hard for you to get triples. You know, when you hit it, it goes out of the park, so it's hard to get triples. You know that?
Oh, it's tough, but I don't know. I gotta make sure I have more than Gardner. That's it.
All right.
That's
well, listen, we're looking forward to it. We're 6 days away. You itching now? Have you been down there long enough that you're ready to go now?
Oh, yeah. It's usually this last week is when, you know, everyone starts getting a little restless and excited to get up to New York and, you know, start having playing some games that mean some, you know, in front of our crowd again, and everyone's excited. You know, we're all packing our stuff up here, but we're just going to wrap these last couple of days up, get our work in, and we'll see you soon in New York.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks very much, Aaron. Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you again, Mike.
All right. Aaron Judge, he's the face of the Yankees. He is the guy right now. And 2 years ago, 52 home runs. Last year, obviously, only 400 at-bats, but still another very big year with 27 home runs. And you saw when he was out, you could really, first of all, you could see his game, as I said to him, really the polish, the way he runs the bases, the throws, the defense, the polish in the entire game, the leadership and the command with the team. He's kind of he's the guy now. He has already, at 26, 3 years in, become the guy. I don't think there's any question about that. He is the new face of the Yankees and one of the biggest stars in the sport. I mean, let's be honest, 52 home runs, 114 RBIs in 2017. Last year, 27 homers in 400 at-bats. We know what he's capable of doing. And it's funny. They broke a home run record last year. And if you take Sanchez, Stanton, and Judge, they were down 61 home runs from the year before. So think about that. They broke a record, and those guys were down 61 home runs from the year before. So if you add that, those guys get anywhere near their 2017 total, they're going to break a home run record by a mile.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.